Welcome to the 66th National Conference of Women with the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith with Apostle Anthony J. Patterson. If you desire to do so, you may write to Apostle Patterson at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America, or visit us at www.theapostolicfaith.org. The ministry of a woman is a divine ordinance from God as she lives to embody love, faith, God's touch, prayer, strength, prophecy, belief, and the power over death. Join us as the whole truth gospel is preached by Apostle Anthony J. Patterson. Led in prayer by Elder Gerald Patterson.
We hear from your testimony, Heavenly Father, that our soul was glad to hear the word of God. So we continue to pray that the word go out, continue to touch souls, continue to touch minds. We praise you, we thank you that a soul found you. We thank your Heavenly Father that the word now have free course, that it set on souls that is willing to obey your Heavenly Father and come to the fold. We thank you, we praise you, and we give you the glory. My testimony, Heavenly Father, let my will and the will of our Lord Jesus Christ be one. That I walk like him. We'll talk like you.
Thank you, Lord.
We'll be like you.
Thank you, Lord.
That our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and my mind, our mind, will be your mind. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The Lord is blessing me. I know. Yes, he's blessing me.
I will leave you with this. In the power of a woman. Her power is to give life.
Amen.
And when she has given that life, she gives that life up after she has weaned it and give it to God.
Amen.
And the Lord accept those sacrifices as a soul to save.
Thank you, Lord.
I appreciate the sacrifice.
Amen.
All of you have made, not in just bringing forth life, but I mean the life that you've done in handling things here at the church and handling each other.
Amen.
I thank God for that.
Thank God. Amen.
And I want you to think on the better part. There are things that, yes, we have to get done, but there's still a better part.
Amen.
When the man of God would preach, he told that office, that secretaries, and everybody, when I go on that altar, you come for whatever you're doing.
Yes.
You come in to get the better part.
Amen.
Let the pots wait.
Amen.
Let everything else wait. Come in and get
the
better part.
Amen.
I thank God for the strength he's given me because it is the year of my birth. Bishop Shelton died is what I am now. Look at all this energy I have. I'm coming for you, mother. Is it 57 or 93, 94, 90, whatever it is. It's amazing to me that 6 or 7 years from where I am now, Bishop Johnson and Bishop Nehemiah passed on.
Amen.
And the Lord promised us 70 years, but the zeal of the Lord eat us up.
Amen.
Because the ministry is death.
Yeah, yeah.
we die so you might live. And I want you to grab the better part of the ministry. It is the word.
Amen.
That can help someone.
Amen.
It's what you can do if someone is down and out. You can help them.
Amen.
It is amazing we got so many nurses and LPNs and practitioners.
Amen.
To help people. I told Doris, when you get that thing, you better go in there and say, I'm going to give you Jesus. But now, if you don't want Jesus,
amen.
I got some medication. That,
amen.
But
Jesus,
you can ask for Jesus or this medication. Now, the medication you've got to take for the rest of your life, Jesus can fix the issue and you'll be done with it.
Amen.
High blood pressure medicine for the rest of my life. Why don't it cure the thing? It just artificially does something for the moment. But the Holy Ghost, by the working.
Amen.
This is an interactive church.
Glory to God.
This ain't a church you go to and I'm just the only one.
Amen.
Grab the better part.
Amen.
Amen.
Mothers have prayed for their children, and their children are still here today.
Amen.
They're going to have their load. Let them. Let them go. But my God, when you come to church,
that's right.
You come to worship.
Amen.
Let the man of God be somewhere around. You'll pray him down. You'll bring him out of his office. Say, I need to pray for my child.
That's right.
My child's in trouble.
Amen.
And I need a witness.
That's right.
Where two or three are gathered in the name of God, dude.
Glory to God.
Yeah. Miraculous things happen.
Yeah, man.
Y'all call them miracles. I don't know that. I say God keeping his word.
Amen.
That's a miracle to man.
Amen.
He said, I can save out of nothing.
That's right.
You could be spinning around in your car.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
They'll wake up, Jesus.
Amen.
Stop. Everything else pass on.
Glory to God. Amen.
The testimonies that are up in here
Amen.
Are not yours.
Amen.
They belong to God.
Jesus Christ. Amen.
The testimonies of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that spirit of prophecy is that testimony.
Amen.
Shall you be saved?
Yes. 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 Amen.
It sounds like you're not sure.
Yes.
Are you going to meet the Lord?
Yeah.
That sounds a little better. God, don't you let me labor. And you wondering, I don't quite know. Spirit said, I can't be a striker, but come with that. Come on. Faith conquers it.
Amen.
You look at what everything came to Jesus. Think about every ailment that came to Jesus. How did it leave? That's why you tell your children, just come on to church.
Amen.
You can be a hypocrite, but come to church.
Amen.
The church will fix it.
Amen.
It's a hospital.
Right.
Come on, the Dr. Patterson will see you. He's always in. He makes house calls. That is an allegory. That is like unto a parable. You understand me?
Amen.
I might not ever walk in your doors.
That's right.
But if I'm in your heart, I'm making a house call.
Amen.
I'll come in your room.
Amen.
I mean, there'll be people that never see me, but they would hear me and do all they know to do to be saved.
Amen.
I leave you with Luke, 10th chapter. I need somebody to be a witness with me. When you consider why you praise God, why you worship God, the flight was not in vain to come.
Amen.
The travel was not in vain to come. Because you're going to leave here with a better part. You're going to leave here with the knowledge that of what I have to do to enter into the kingdom of God. That has to be preached. It has to be ministered to you daily. The word has to wash you daily.
Amen.
That's why you can't throw the apostleship out of the church.
Amen.
Leave it. You need
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Yes. Now it came to pass on the 38th.
Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village.
They came to a village.
And a certain woman named Martha,
yes,
received him into her house.
Yes, this was Jesus traveling with them, and they came into Martha and Mary's house.
And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard.
You're reading so fast. Like, y'all hungry? You're hungry for the word. Who said that? All righty, Aisha. They're going to jump up and say, yeah, you're going to take my seed and bring it forth. Amen.
Amen.
Watch what happened at the men's conference now. Amen. Y'all come. Amen. Y'all show up. They came and they met at Jesus'
feet. Yes.
You thought I was singing a song just to sing it? Here is where I want you to meet. And I want you to bear the image of the heavenly. What did heaven say? I don't want a man's mind. I don't want somebody else's thought. I want to know what the scripture says.
Amen.
If the scripture is silent, then we are silent.
Amen.
Yes?
Amen. Amen.
I was on the radio today and we were talking about, and people don't even consider, where did this thing come from that they want to change Jesus' name?
Yeah.
Don't you know that's the most powerful thing in the earth and the devil's going to attack it?
Amen.
And if he can get somebody in here to believe that that was his name and that wasn't the name given. It came out of the mind of a man,
yes,
in the 30s.
Yes.
The man came out of the Jehovah's Witnesses church and said, now Jesus should have had a Hebrew name. Like something was wrong with the name that he had. It worked for me.
Amen. Amen. It worked for me. That's right.
So this man had a mind to go contrary to God. And it came up, and he thought for years. I think it took about 8 or 9 years before he really came up with what it's going to be. And look how many people have got on his bandwagon. He's dead.
Yeah.
His cathedral thinking, that cathedral is going to burn.
Amen.
Because Jesus is going to burn it.
Amen.
And when I went to the land they call holy, because this is holy land,
amen,
say, can you give me any proof of Yahushua? The man said, that's the name of God. I said, it is. I said, can you prove it? And any of the artifacts that I'm going to see? Because I'm going to visit all the seven churches of Asia. Can I see it anywhere? The man looked at me and he said, sir, I said, if you tell me that's the name of God, I'm going to see that somewhere in some artifact.
Amen.
Of one of these churches I'm getting ready to see, either Laodicea, Philadelphia, or wherever you're going to take me, I'm going to see that. He said, no. I said, what am I going to see? He said, Jesus. He changed instantly from saying that was the name of God. I said, now you hear teaching folk when they come to this land and you have all of these artifacts in stone with the name Jesus. And you're going to tell people that this other thing is the name of God? Why? Yahushua came up in the 30s. God is older than that.
Amen. Amen.
Yes?
Amen.
So when someone say, what is the name of the Lord? You say,
Jesus.
That's what he told Saul. Yeah, that's
amen.
What's written.
Amen.
Yes?
Amen. Yes.
So they met then at Jesus' feet.
Which also sat at Jesus' feet.
They sat at Jesus' feet and heard
his word.
When they met at Jesus' feet, there was going to be a change. Yes?
Amen.
All right. Now, I got you there. Don't get up. Die there.
Amen.
Martha was still working, ministering. But Mary had the good part. Don't make your natural work more important than the spiritual work.
Amen.
Drop that natural thing when this is coming.
Amen.
And go after it.
Yes.
It's the better part.
Amen.
So when Jesus was coming and he came to this woman, and this is what I'll tell you, this hospital, the church is a hospital.
Yeah.
It don't throw out anything.
Amen.
You stay here till you die. And then you go flatline, we might bring you back. Defibrillator? It's got to be in his head. All right, clear. Get out of the way. I don't like it. I don't see nothing. Ask the nurse. They go until that hit. And life is back.
Yes, sir.
That's taking care of the sick physically.
Yes.
But the church has to take care of souls spiritually.
Spiritually. Yes.
So you can't throw out anything. You can't make one sin in the church greater than another.
That's right.
All of it. Yes. You need to come in, get hooked up to life support. Don't get rid of your life support and go out there.
Amen.
You can't fix the ills in the world. Amen. You got to come into the hospital. Everybody go to the hospital to be healed.
Yes.
Come here.
Amen.
I was telling you all, there was a guy came in and dragged. I wish they had showed him. People said he was beat. He was beat. He had on his drag outfit. He came in church and went and sat down. And the preacher stood up. He went in and the man said, can you come out into the aisle, please? And he asked the guys to put him out. And behind him was a woman in pants.
Amen.
I said, you hypocrite.
Amen.
You took out the man that had on the woman's garment, but you left the woman that had on the man's garment.
Both of them
cross-dressers. I didn't think about that. Cross-dressers. Both of them. But the hospital was a place for him to stay. Don't put him out.
That's right.
Let it come to Jesus. And I tell you all, y'all need to learn, if you don't learn anything else in the scriptures, there was a woman caught in a very act of adultery.
Amen.
How they caught her is how some of these people in this church work.
Sure.
They follow her. They wait till that lady was getting her groove on. But whatever this woman was doing, they caught her in the very act, the scripture says.
Amen.
So what does that mean to you, your mind? She was getting her groove on. But they caught her. And they took that woman and they dragged her straight to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether they was driving her naked or somebody threw something over her or whatever. But this woman knew she was about to die. Why? She had committed adultery.
Amen.
She was about to die. They had piles of stone all around Israel just in case. And can you imagine these hypocrites that had sinned themselves or pick up a stone? But they took her to the church. They didn't have no concrete floors or no coffin. They had dirt.
Amen.
And they brought her to Jesus. Say, Moses told us to stone this woman. What you say? He looked at them. His spirit wouldn't even go at them hypocrites. He just wrote on the ground and said, you, without sin, you cast the first stone. You throw the first one at her. Now, you got to get this in your spirit because you can't judge anything at all except self.
Amen. Amen.
Judge yourself for the ones around you in your community. And when you finish that, then you can work for all mankind by what you do.
Amen.
That's true.
This woman worked for all mankind to teach us God is not like man.
Amen.
And when all those people considered in themselves, I've done wrong, they left the church. They left the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
They walked out.
Amen.
The woman with the issue stayed.
Amen.
You see yourself?
Amen.
I don't care what you're doing. If you was in the nightclub last night, you better be in the church today.
Amen. Amen.
Because this hospital, I'm going to hook you up to some life support. When they finish, that everybody judged themselves to have been sinners.
Amen.
They left. So the woman was left alone with Christ.
Amen.
So he said, where are your accusers?
Mm-hmm.
She said, no man has accused me, Lord. No man.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's out of the way. That's you all. Don't be hypocrites. Don't try
Amen.
To judge nobody.
Yes. Yes.
Leave them alone and save yourself, right?
Amen.
So when she said, no man has condemned me, I'm waiting to see now what the Spirit is going to say.
Yes.
That's what you wait for.
Amen.
I don't care if you're on life support for 40 years. You stay on life support until you hear the words the Lord gave her.
Yes.
Neither do I.
Thank you, Lord.
She was guilty.
Amen.
100%.
You can't come from behind this wood and tell the church they're on their way to hell.
Amen.
They are. They about to have an escape.
Not the church.
Church not going to end in hell. Hell is not going to hold us.
Cannot.
I can't preach to your flesh. It's going back to the ground from which it came. But let me get to those bones. My God, I can do a work. They are going to live again. That's why we prophesy to bones to tell you you're going to live again. Till we meet again.
Amen.
Till we meet at Jesus' feet. I don't care what your problem is. Stay here.
Amen.
Fight it.
Amen.
My God, you got to fight the good fight of faith, believing that God is going to give you the victory over the faith.
That's right. Amen.
I'm going to go out into the world. I'm going to go out here and I'm going to get better than I'm coming to church. That ain't never happened good for nobody.
Amen.
Not even Satan.
Amen.
It ain't going to work for you.
Amen.
But he'll tell you that. But if you got scripture to tell him, man shall not live. Oh, y'all got some scriptures.
Amen.
This woman stayed until God said,
find no fault.
Neither I don't find no fault. Go on now. Sin no more.
Amen.
That's what you want.
Amen.
I preached that message, bring me the holes, and I didn't know what I was saying. Until you look at the scripture. God labored that a harlot that's contrary to him, that's contrary to his will. And he took them, the lowest thing.
That's right.
Changed it.
Amen.
He took something that was barren, that was humiliated in the community. Changed it.
Amen.
So if he can do that for her, you can stand and say, I am that woman. I am that sinner. But I met Jesus.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Then people can't look at your past. Your past is what it is. We're talking about what your future is.
Yeah.
The word goes forward.
Whoa.
Though the angels, the seraphims that have wings, they have the three sets of wings. They have the eyes that go forward and backwards.
That's right.
They know where you've been.
That's right.
But better yet, they know where you are.
Amen.
Let that be what you write in your heart.
Yes.
That I can do better than I'm doing. You shall do better.
Amen.
So when Mary and Martha got a visit from Jesus, they met at the Lord's
feet.
Amen. Remember the alabaster box we talked about?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Don't think that woman got in front of Jesus and worked. That woman went behind.
Amen.
The men were having their discussion. She didn't care about them. She wanted to touch Jesus.
Amen.
You saw the hypocrites? If Jesus was a prophet, he would know what man or woman she was. You think he cared?
No, sir.
What was in him? The power of
life.
Amen.
And when she touched his feet, what you think happened to her?
Got that virtue, boy. Hallelujah. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, Lord.
When the church gets here by elevation, you can let anything walk in that door and you'll receive it.
Amen.
It could be lame, broken, blind, whatever it is, you're going to receive it.
Amen.
A woman came in here almost naked. Instantly, sister took off their garments, spare garments, and put on in clover.
Amen.
The next thing you know, she had new shoes, new this. All of everything, they clothe that woman.
Amen.
That's Christ.
Amen.
Whatever is presented to you, you put Christ on it and send it back out.
Amen.
This is talking about the ministry of a woman. Your ministry is going to be dead. Don't think you're going to get out of here without it. Your children will kill you.
Amen.
If you don't know how to pray, they'll kill you.
Amen.
You'll worry yourself to death.
Amen.
Oh, stop crying. Say, Lord, fix it.
Amen.
Say, put him in an accident. There you would. Do something, Lord, to get their attention. They smoking weed like they're crazy. Let them run a stop sign and get an accident.
Amen.
Jesus. The first thing out of their mind, they high mind. Jesus. You got what you wanted.
Amen.
For a few days, they walk right. It looked like they got some sense in the hospital. They're on their walker. They still on the Lord, but they on their walker, pulling their little life support, the Holy Ghost. They got their little thing walking around, and you might see them get a little danced. They feel better. Let go of the Holy Ghost. Now you got to do what? Pray again. You got to pray again.
Amen.
But one of those times, when they come off that, you're going to give life, but you had to go in death to get it.
Yes.
Amen. The woman you talked about with the chamber, it was in death that she brought life. She said, it is well, though death was there.
Amen.
The ministry, the help, the servants of God, this is death so you can live. So choose the better part.
Amen.
Women, receive their dead back. You're dealing in death. The serpent didn't come to the woman in the garden because she was weak. I don't know where people get that from. He went to her because she was strong. And she carried the seed.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what he wanted.
Yeah.
He wanted to condemn the seed of God. So he said, if I get the mother all living, everything going to come just like her. And he got her. And the man said so pointedly, he said, Lord, it was that woman. You gave me.
Uh-huh.
I didn't ask for her.
Uh-huh.
I was all right with me and you. But it was that old woman you gave me. I know this ain't the men's conference, but it was that woman. And that woman got it off of her. She said, Lord, it was that serpent. You let him in here. And the Lord had to correct it.
Amen.
That's why he took on a body so he could overcome death.
Amen.
So then the enmity that was placed between God and us in the garden, the cross removed that enmity.
Amen.
So you now have the estate that you had in the Garden of Eden. You don't have to worry about anything now.
Amen. Glory to God.
If you come into the hospital and get hooked up on life support,
amen.
Stay here.
Amen.
With all of your issues, you'll get the victory in it.
Amen.
Christ did.
That's right.
Amen.
Christ did. You
amen.
Will.
Amen.
Have faith in God.
Amen.
Mary and Martha met at Jesus' feet. So Martha said, she's all busy moving dishes and doing this and doing that. And she saw Mary. Y'all know how y'all get. Say, Doris, you see me working, girl. You better come up here and help me. Doris, I'm talking to Jesus. So Jesus, tell Doris, I said, come and help me.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know how y'all gonna get.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
So we gonna kill that spirit today, right?
Amen.
Martha said, Lord.
Martha was coming about much serving.
She was doing much serving. Oh.
And came to him and said, Lord.
Lord.
Dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore.
Tell her, Lord.
That she help me.
But Mary and Martha are sisters. They both have the Lord in their home. And the Lord is going to make their minds one. Watch. But she told the Lord, have her help me, because I'm doing this for the Lord. Jesus said, Martha.
Martha, Martha.
Martha. I got your attention, Martha. Martha. Martha, Martha.
Thou art careful.
You're careful.
And troubled about many things.
You're all over the place.
Amen.
See, y'all. Martha, Martha. Yes?
But one thing is needful.
One thing is needful.
And Mary hath chosen that good part.
She chose the best part.
Which shall not be taken away from her.
So what did it make Mary and Martha have to do? Your sisters. You might be doing something for the work of the Lord, and you might be doing something. But bring it together.
Amen.
Don't let there be any divisions among you.
Amen.
You chose the better part. Yes?
Amen.
All right. Well then, This is the story of two sisters. One named Mary and one named Martha. Martha was all about serving the Lord. So she told the Lord, "Won't you tell my sister Mary? Won't she come and help me?" But the Lord said, "Martha, Martha, Mary has chosen the better part. Chosen the better part. Martha, Martha,
why?
Mary has chosen the better part. Martha, Martha,
why
are you wearing?
Mary
has chosen the better part. Jesus Christ. We thank you that you heard our cry. We thank you. That all of the work of the enemy has been destroyed.
Glory to God.
And you've conquered that last enemy, death.
Amen.
And you blessed all of these women.
Yeah.
Though their seed has gone contrary, to what the spirit that was put in them,
yeah.
Bring them back.
Hallelujah.
Don't let it be when I'm laying in my box. Let me see that you will answer prayer. I believe he will. God be with them. When they utter to you the thing that they want to come alive. Bring it alive.
Amen.
If they lost strength, let strength meet them again. Dear Lord, we thank you. Because out of the abundance of the heart, our mouth has spoken that I'm a mother to the motherless.
Yes, Lord.
And then from a resting place, a mother wakes up for a moment to talk to that soul to say, indeed, you were a mother to my child.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord can wake up a mother from that daughter. Because God made it where the one that was giving it could not speak for the mother. The Holy Ghost wanted the one. Hallelujah to God. My soul burns that there's a God of heaven that can make the spirit of a woman wake up and speak from her box. I thank you that you are mother to my child when I was weak. Your work makes it possible for me to see my child again. What you did for my child make me able to see her again. What you taught my child is what I would have taught my child to make it possible for me to see her again. Till we meet again at Jesus' feet. Till we meet.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
So as women, you gave of yourself.
Yes, Lord.
May God be with you. Because the Holy Ghost accepts your sacrifice. Because I'm standing. I'm standing because of a woman. And though she's resting, I know for the sure. I'm going to meet her again. I'll meet her at Jesus' feet. Because she didn't come in vain. She came in the power of what God made her. One that could bore an anointed one of God. Filled with the Holy Ghost. And you are her sisters. You are her sisters. All of you are my mother's sisters. And I pray you meet her again. I pray her labor with you to say, sisters, be sober. Sisters, be modest. Sisters, her work will not be in vain, but you will meet her words and all of her labor. As Pearl said, we were one when we worked. Pearl wants you to be one with her now. Till we meet again. Till we meet again. May God be with you. She did not labor in vain. She picked up her tambourine with the strength of God and led the women in victory in a victory song. Is our victory in vain? Nay, Lord. Is our victory in vain? Nay, Lord. Till you meet again with her at Jesus' feet. Till we meet. Motherless children,
found another home. And Carrie said, I'll be a mother to the motherless. I'll be a mother to the motherless.
Hallelujah.
So when Michelle opened her eyes again, say, where is my sheep? We say, here they are. We are praying that the world cannot have them. The world cannot have them. Come on back to Jesus' feet. Let's meet again. Let's meet again. There's a meeting called at the feet of Jesus. Come on home. This is the year of the homecoming. This is the year of the feast of the dedication. Let God be with us until we, in the name of the Lord Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Till we meet,
till we meet.
Going to meet again. You're my enemy, but we shall meet again. This is Bishop Patterson coming from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Our headquarters is at 22nd and Davis Street in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, downtown Philadelphia. Pennsylvania, Apostolic Square, anointed by S. McDowell Shelton, rededicated by the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Square. Can we meet again?
Amen. gospel that said there is but one God,
one God.
And Jesus Christ is He.
Yes.
Till we meet again,
yes,
at the feet of the blood,
yes,
that was shed, and it was God Almighty.
Yes.
This gospel that you rejected,
yes,
is coming home to its place,
yes,
that it had when Bishop Johnson said, 1-1-1,
yes,
one way to God.
Yes.
Till we meet again,
yes,
we shall,
yes,
meet again.
Yes.
What was preached aforetime,
yeah,
was preached for our learning,
yes,
that we would get comfort from the scriptures,
yes,
till we meet again,
yes,
till we meet. He prepared our table in the presence. So we're going to meet him again. We're going to show them that the word of the Lord never changes. That there is but one God. And Jesus Christ is here. Till we meet again. This is Bishop Patterson. Get used to this voice. Come back to this God. This is the mouthpiece, the ink horn writer,
yeah,
that the Lord is using,
yeah,
in this day and time.
Right.
My God, I went to Aiken, South Carolina, found a soul.
Yeah.
She's coming back.
That's
right. We got souls that weren't here before.
That's right.
That's shown to us because we were going home to glory.
Yeah.
We're going to meet at Jesus' feet.
Yeah.
Not until.
Yeah, that's right.
We have proven to the enemy,
Lord,
that we were the people of God,
yes,
and I was his anointed.
Yes.
Till we meet again, yes, we feel,
Lord,
like the children of Israel,
hallelujah,
when they finally,
Lord,
got the victory over Pharaoh.
Amen.
And all the ring of a rope, God telling Moses, go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And while Moses with his tight-tongued self coming to tell Pharaoh, God had already gotten Pharaoh,
yeah,
don't let him go.
Amen.
He told me to tell him to let him go. Mm-hmm. Go back again. Pharaoh, the Lord said, let my people go.
Yeah.
No. Pharaoh first said, go. But the Lord got a hold of him and said, don't. Let him go. God working against himself, you say? No.
No, sir.
He working toward the will
That's right.
of himself because death was in the ministry.
That's right.
Omega is coming after what I used for victory. It wasn't used for him. It wasn't Amen. There for him.
Amen.
The wall of water that the Lord put there Amen. Wasn't for Pharaoh.
Amen.
So when they left Egypt, we're not going to see that again, so we can't sing it at this juncture of this particular scripture. Say, go ahead and borrow from them. Get their gold, get their jewelry, get everything from them. Take it. We ain't going to see them no more.
Amen.
We ain't going to meet them again.
Amen.
The wall of water, when we fainted, here's God in the midnight hour blowing.
Yes.
Amen.
Causing the sea to part.
Glory to God.
He was performing a miracle for death to come. But it had to give life to somebody first.
Amen.
Yes, that's the truth.
There had to be a mother first. For the life to come.
Yes, sir.
Till we meet again.
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté la mission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia v pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.